This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Yesterday, I talked about getting a soil test, and not just the kind from the big box store, but through soil laboratories at University Extensions. Today, let's talk soil. It truly is the foundation of life. I was scolded once by my Master Gardener program coordinator for saying dirt. Don't worry, I won't get after you, as I love playing in the dirt. Back to it. Soil holds the keys to a plant's ability to take up nutrients, water, and oxygen. Soil also acts as a filter for rainwater, cleaning it as it makes its way into our aquifers. That's why rain gardens are so important along impervious surfaces like roads and sidewalks. If you prepare your garden beds, you give your plants the best chance to not only survive, but thrive. This is also the area many gardeners don't pay enough attention to. We get so excited to purchase plants and get them in the ground that we neglect the very home they'll be living in. A rudimentary test for discovering if you have sandy, clay, or loam soil is to take a fistful, wet it, and if it ribbons up, it's more clay. If it falls apart, it's more sand. And if it crumbles nicely, it's more likely loam. Of course, a soil test will verify this information. I'll have this all on gardenbite.com, including a map of soil types in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Adding compost at any time is always a good idea. This fluffs the soil, which allows for plants' roots an easier time growing. Think about how tough compacted soil is to break up. That's what the roots of plants have to grow through. Back by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.